This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at tryzona.com.
Welcome to Layla Weighs In on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Layla Mutin, your host. I'm a registered dietitian here at the Hoffman Center. I've been here since October 2005, and I've been having a wonderful time all these years. I don't know where all these years went. Well, I guess it's one of the plights of getting older is the years tend to go faster. Unfair, in my opinion. Anyway, I thank you for those of you who are emailing me with your questions, comments. I welcome them all. And you could email me at radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. I'm really, really welcoming the warmer weather. It's my favorite time of year besides the full heat of summer because I'm such a beach bum. And anyway, I want to thank you for joining me. And I've got a question here for Matt. Matt says, in my early 20s, some gray hairs started showing up on my head, but the progression was very slow. Now, as I'm entering my late 30s, I'm rapidly going gray. Is there any way to slow down this process? Matt, I hear you. And often for many people, a few gray hairs may start appearing in their 20s and then follows much more rapidly their 30s and their 40s. And yet, there are other people, and I know some women who are in their 50s who aren't even gray yet. And I'll tell you, I am envious. I am quite gray myself, but my gray started happening in my 20s, but this is my genetics. The same as my mother. She started going gray at 23. So first, let's talk about the process at which hair goes gray. So it's important to know about the structure of hair so that we can understand the mechanism, behind the graying of hair. Basically, hair is made up of a protein called keratin, and hair color in human beings is found in hair follicles because of melanin, and basically two types of melanin, eumelanin, pheomelanin, and the more melanin we have, the darker our hair color. And gray hairs will first appear on the head and then later maybe on the face, like in a beard, Matt, and slowly progress to other places like the chest, the armpits. Generally, the average age for anyone going gray is about 35 years old, and then it just progresses gradually over years. Matt is complaining that he's now rapidly going gray, entering his late 30s. And again, for some, graying might mean an early age, and for some, it might begin after 40. It's dependent on genetics and other factors. So the dilution of the melanin pigments will result in graying of the hair. The melanocytes inside hair follicles stop producing melanin and results in the graying of hair. And recent research has shown that the decrease in melanin is due to the decrease of an enzyme called catalase. you know, enzymes, they all end in ASC, catalase. Catalase breaks down hydrogen peroxide buildup in the body. Think of it, hydrogen peroxide. For those who use hair color to go blonde, peroxide, right? So catalase, this enzyme, because it decreases as we get older, this decrease in catalase, hydrogen peroxide, can suppress the growth of melanin, resulting in graying of hair. So, significant amounts of gray hair can appear in younger people. We call that premature graying. And there are lots of causes for the graying hair. Matt, I don't know if any of these would apply to you. Emotional stress can lead to premature graying of hair. Its studies are actually showing that the release of adrenaline, you know, that fight or flight hormone, the release of adrenaline for sustained periods of time have a damaging effect on DNA, causing it to develop abnormalities. It's believed to play a major role in the graying of hair. An improper diet is also attributed to the premature graying of hair. Lack of B vitamins, and I remember being told this in my 20s that I should start taking B vitamins. I warn you, Matt, it didn't work for me. And I was taking vitamins then. B vitamins, but that's all I was taking. There are other theories here of taking iron, iodine. Matt, because you're a man, I don't want you taking any iron. Unless a doctor has told you that you have iron deficiency anemia, and let me tell you why. As a man, if you start taking iron, that iron can accumulate rapidly in your body and become toxic to the heart. Too much iron will also feed infection, so please don't take it upon yourself to give yourself an iron supplement in an effort to reverse the graying of your hair. All right. So, it's also said that not enough iodine in the diet may be the cause for the early graying of hair, lack of healthy protein intake. So I would question if Matt is a vegetarian or vegan. You know, the use of dye and a lot of hot water. Think about when you shower. We shouldn't be using so much hot water in the shower. It also ages our skin. The use of chemical hair dyes to change your hair color and extremely hot water are also considered to cause early graying of hair. And every decade after the age of 30, the chances of graying hair stand at 10 to 20%. Or so. So increasing our protein intake can increase our keratin. Keratin is the protein of our hair and among other nutrients. But listen, the keratin will provide more lustrous hair, stronger hair. I'm not convinced that it's going to reverse any gray. And I'm only using myself anecdotally here for any kind of proof. So again, this is not scientific. It's said here that iodine is a must to stop the graying of hair. And because iodine is the element that influences thyroid, any disease of the thyroid gland, such as hypothyroidism or hyperthyroidism, can result in the graying of hair. Now, I know that with my patients and clients with hypothyroidism, the main complaint is not the graying of hair, but the loss of hair. You may find some remedy in Ayurvedic medicine, Indian gooseberry, known as amla in Hindi, is considered a wonderful fruit. It's used to treat a variety of ailments in Ayurveda. And the dried powder of Indian gooseberry mixed with coconut oil applied on the scalp can be good for graying. Consumption of Indian gooseberry improves hair growth and is also good for digestion, respiratory disorders, diabetes. Excessive intake of raw Indian gooseberry is to be avoided. There are other possible remedies here. I've not tried any of them. Applying black tea along with salt is a recommended remedy for gray hair. It says here to take a cup of strong black tea, add a teaspoon of salt, cool down the solution and apply it to hair roots. Leave it for an hour and then rinse off. Do not shampoo. You know what? It's not a remedy for gray hair. It's a color. The black tea is going to stain that gray hair. Unless, of course, your gray is very, very resistant, like mine. And my resistant gray hair requires a visit to the salon every few weeks. Avoiding stress. Again, all that adrenaline. You've heard legend or stories of people who had a shock or a trauma or some kind of stress and it turned their hair white. That's where that comes from. Now, the good news is, and when I read about this a few years ago, I was so jumping up and down, but I'm not sure it's ready yet for prime time. Scientists have finally gotten to the root of gray hair, pun is intended here in this article. It starts with hydrogen peroxide, according to the scientists. We've known for a long time that an accumulation of this molecule in hair follicles leads to graying by bleaching strands from within. That's really what's happening. Think about it. Peroxide has been the bottle in the bottle blonde for decades. Clever way to put that, huh? And it's now the reason you can whiten your teeth several shades without leaving your couch. That's funny. But peroxide is also what causes hair to turn gray with age. It builds up naturally in hair follicles as a byproduct of everyday chemical reactions. Fortunately, the body produces enzymes that continually break down hydrogen peroxide and preserve the hair's original color. The enzyme, it's what I said earlier, is catalase. And unfortunately, it produces less of these enzymes as we get older, and that's the reason we go gray as we get older. Scientists in the United Kingdom have made this enzyme catalase, which splits hydrogen peroxide into oxygen and water, the centerpiece of a new topical treatment that reportedly reverses graying. Wow, I can't wait. If any of you listeners know that this is already out there in prime time, please send me an email to radioprogram@AOL.com because I want to know more about it. Originally, this was intended for patients with vitiligo, a disorder that bleaches the skin. This treatment also restores normal pigmentation to the hair, according to a study published in a popular scientific journal. Numerous remedies have been concocted to hide gray hair, but for the first time, an actual treatment has been developed. Research is still in preliminary stages, and there is no word on when or if this potential miracle of science will actually appear at your drugstore. So for now, we have to stick with our touch-up root kits. Well, here at the Hoffman Center, there are some Chinese medicine remedies, and I'm talking about Chinese herbs. I want to talk to you about He Shou Wu. That's spelled He Shou Wu, Wu. It's a very popular and highly revered tonic herb in Asian herbalism. He Shou Wu is prepared from the tuberous root Polygonum multiflorum, a plant that grows in the mountains of central and southern China. And it shares the position as the primary essence, the Jing tonic of Chinese herbalism with the goji berry. You've heard a lot about goji, right? So by virtue of its ability to accumulate tremendous quantities of qi into its root, this herb can tonify the human and animal organs and can tonify and nourish the blood. Heshowu is not a stimulant. However, it is one of the greatest energy tonics known to mankind. Its action is cumulative, as any truly healthy tonic dietary supplement would be. And because it is a very mild sedative, it will calm the nervous system. So it can be said that Heshowu is both energizing and calming. And that may be the magic of this great tonic herb. Now remember what I said about stress and chronic adrenaline secretion by the adrenal glands, our chronic self-mugging by our flight or fight hormones, that chronic daily stress can cause premature gray. And because Heshowu is a mild sedative, it can calm the nervous system. So it can be a good antidote to any stress in your life. So Heshowu helps to maintain strength, stability of the lower back and knees. It's used to maintain a youthful sex drive. It can calm the nervous system. It has components that are potent to antioxidants with gentle actions in the liver and the eyes. And it's these antioxidants we need, superoxide dismutase and all of that, to kind of tone down all the hydrogen peroxide as well. Its strength partially comes from its remarkable ability to support and maintain the healthful cleaning functions of the kidney and the liver. Heshowu supports the body's innate ability to efficiently clear superoxide, the highly reactive free radical, from the body, hence enhancing catalase, that enzyme we need for youthful hair. Free radicals are produced at every moment of our life as part of the living process, and our health depends upon them for clearing them from our body on a moment-to-moment basis. This support generally comes from foods and herbs humans consume, and it is widely believed that the superoxide dismutase generating capacity of Heshowu is one of the reasons it is considered by many to have this anti-aging and longevity increasing effect. Heshowu also contains some zinc, some iron. It's been shown to support fundamental immunological functions and improve adrenal gland functioning. And again, that is in direct response to stress. So, Heshowu can be something. And actually, there is an old story which describes the discovery of Polygonum multiflorum, which is Heshowu. I'll read it to you, and it's directly from the drhoffman.com website. There was a poor fellow living alone in a forested area of China. He had been born with a weak constitution, and due to chronic frailty, he's never been able to marry and had long since given up on the prospect. One day, he was collecting wood in the forest when he observed a pair of vines entwined. He thought to himself that they appeared to be making love, and in a whimsical mood, dug up the root of the plant, which he took back to his cottage. There he cooked the tuber in the fashion of an herb tea and consumed it over a long period of time. To his surprise, he started to feel an unknown vitality flowing through his veins, and after a little while, he noticed certain urges starting to develop. Various degrees a virility started to develop in this previously hapless guy. Furthermore, his gray hair turned from white to black, and his loose teeth became firm, according to this legend. He took on the name Old Black Hair, or Heshowu. That's where the name Heshowu comes from, Old Black Hair. So, since the discovery of the herb's influence on hair, it's been used by tens of millions of people in Asia to nurture beautiful, healthy hair. And when it's demonstrated that when Hesha Wu, properly prepared in a good source supplement, can significantly increase superoxide dismutase activity. SOD is that powerful antioxidant and free radical scavenger. Again, enter catalase. Now, Matt, the time to start taking this may be now, if you're interested. They say the time to start taking Hesha Wu is before the gray has begun to appear. But, and again, with any herbs, I think supervision is an excellent idea. And go seek the counsel of a qualified nutritionist before embarking on a program like this. But that would be the answer, possibly, to the slowdown of your graying hair. And again, we're waiting on the rest for what scientific researchers have discovered about catalase and increasing catalase as we get older in an attempt to break down that hydrogen peroxide, which is causing the bleaching of our hair and turning it gray. Matt, thank you for your question. And thanks to all of you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In. Talk to you next week.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients every day here at the Hoffman Center. If you require a nutrition consult with me, but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.